Hi everybody, welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. No, I'm not talking about my haircut. What I'd rather talk about is a wrinkle the Packers threw into their running game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they found some success. Now, we know the Packers have been working on getting that running game going, and this is something that helped them a little bit. What they did on a few different occasions is brought in backup offensive lineman Evan Dietrich Smith as an extra tight end. Now, if you were at the stadium, you would have heard the referee say before these plays, number 62 has reported in as eligible. That's because Dietrich Smith had to report to the referee as an eligible receiver because he was lining up as a tight end but didn't have a tight end's number. On this first one, here's Evan Dietrich Smith lined up at tight end. He's going to throw a pretty good block on the defensive end here. And then the other tight end next to him, Tom Crabtree, is going to throw a good block on the linebacker. And Alex Green, the running back, is going to split those two blocks and take this for about 6 yards. Now, unfortunately, Alex Green has a chance to make the safety miss on this for an even bigger gain. Isn't quite able to do that, but you can see the hole that's there, and Green gets through it for about 6 yards. Now, this is just two plays later, and this time Evan Dietrich Smith has gone in motion, and he's lined up in a backfield tight end sort of position, and he's going to come across and throw a trap block on the defensive tackle. That's going to allow Josh Sitton to get off the line of scrimmage and throw a block on linebacker Paul Posluszny, and James Starks, the running back, is going to take this right up the middle for a nice 8-yard gain. There goes Dietrich Smith, throws the trap block. Sitton is on Posluszny, and a nice 8-yard gain out of that new personnel group. Now, we're a little bit later on that same drive, and we're back to Evan Dietrich Smith in the spot we saw him the first time as a tight end. And this is a key third and one play. Unfortunately, running back Alex Green is going to try to bounce this one outside. It's pretty well blocked, but unfortunately, he ends up tripping over the ankle of Brian Bulaga. And despite some pretty decent blocking, this play doesn't go anywhere. The Packers end up having to try a field goal. They miss it, and it's a key play in the game because the lead remains only 2 points. Overall, the point is, the Packers have tried this wrinkle with Evan Dietrich Smith. They ran it 4 times in the Jaguars game. They ran the ball out of it every single time. They did have some success, as we saw. So I think, moving forward, we may see the Packers use this again. Considering they ran the ball every time Dietrich Smith came into the game, we might see a play-action pass out of it too. So, hope you enjoyed that, folks. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Thanks for watching.